Now, Jeremiah 23:5 with Jeremiah 33:15. Jeremiah 23:5, listen to the names. Yahweh Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Behold, a day is come, says the Lord, that I'll raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. 23:6, Yirmiyahu. In his days, Yehuda, Judah will be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name by which he will be called Yahweh Tzidkenu. Yahweh Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Now, what does that last part say there again? The Lord our, he will be called what? Yahweh. It's not Jehovah. We did a tape series, Jehovah and Jesus. All right? Yahweh and Jesus. Jehovah is a name that came in four places in the King James Bible by Gelatinus, who wrote it in 1520, who knew enough Hebrew to get him in trouble. And he took a hybrid because Hebrew is a consonantal language. When we write Yahweh, Yod, He, Vav, He, and we look to pronounce, let me finish this other one first, Tzidkenu, alright, Tzedek, alright, Tzid, K, Nu, Nun, right, Nun, and then a Vav, alright, Tzidkenu, Yahweh Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. The Jews wrongly thought that if you pronounce the name of God, if you took it wrong, you'd be violating the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless, which technically means clean, if he takes the name of the Lord God in vain. That's not what it means. It never meant that at all. The literal translation, it does not say to take his name in vain. It literally says, nasa, if you lift up. If you lift up his name, his nature, his identity, his character, his essence, to any lashawa, to any vain thing, you misapply his essence to something vain, it'll cost you. You will not be clean in God's sight now. How about if you say the name right? Just learn it right. My people put so many hedges around, you'd be in Brooklyn instead of Texas by the time you got... Don't touch the stove. Move them to another state. Then you can't eat. You can't cook. Teach them how to cook. This is hot. That's burnt. Now don't do it. Teach them. It was a later development in the Babylonian Talmud, the oral teaching of the Jew, whereas in your Bible, for example, in the book of Ruth, Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4, they commonly greeted each other, Yahweh, the Lord bless you, in his personal and the Lord bless you. It was a common greeting. It's in the book. Some people have too much time on their hand. Then they start to interpret instead of study. They add the leader change. Well, I think that's the first problem. God didn't ask you. He didn't ask me. He told me decades ago, he said, son, don't stand up here. And he said, I will defend my word and not yours. Okay, good to go. That's a deal, all right? I wouldn't come to hear me, all right? You got to know who you're listening to, okay? The only people who come to hear themselves are the ones who are too in love with themselves, okay? In the wrong way. That's a narcissist, okay? You should love yourself, but that's not what we're talking. That's not love. Yahweh Tzidkenu, back to Jeremiah 23. 5 and 6, it's a messianic term. It's going to be in the millennial kingdom. But look at this. We're talking about names. Go to Jeremiah 33:15. Remember that said, he will be called, right? That's the Lord. Jeremiah 33:15 and 16. In those days, this is the future time, the eschatological time when God comes back, the eschatological future time. And at that time, in those days, I will cause Tzemech, the branch of righteousness, to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Here it is. In those days shall Yehuda be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name by which she shall be called. Same name. Yahweh Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Wait a minute. Does God share his name with anybody else? Yes, he does. Who's called? She will be called. Jerusalem. The city of the great king. She will be called by his name. It's the city of the great king, which is why Satan tries to hold homosexual rallies there in different places. Why in Israel there are currently, and we curse that in Christ Jesus' name, B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, there are brothels There is indebtedness in the land because they refuse, since they're still under as a nation, under the covenant of Moses by choice. They are still not honoring the 613 commandments like they should. For example, they don't release people every 7th year and every 50th year from indebtedness. They're supposed to. We were going to do that in our country early on, until some money changers decided not to. Clear all the bills every 7 years. Period. Give people freedom. Some people abuse that by accumulating debts all the way up to through year 6 because they, you know, don't play with God. Don't play with God. Some people go home in year 6. All right? And some don't go home. But they go. Don't think God hasn't thought all that out already. All right? I think I could try this one. You know, it's like your little 3-year-old going to figure out they're going to hide from you in the house. Your house. They can't even reach the door handle, you know? In my office, in my chiropractic office, it's the Lord's. We had one time where a kid locked himself in a bathroom. And so you have a little pinhole that you take a paper clip and punch it open. So we're good for that. But in all my other rooms, I've glued the door handles. So they're locked open, all right? So go ahead, lock the door, man. Have it all day. Do your wrist exercise. Go ahead, have fun. It's a, you know, not twice. Not twice. All right, so what happens? This is why you have in marriage, the woman takes the man's name. Not the man takes the woman. The woman, Jerusalem, takes his name. So you take your husband's name to be one. Christ and his church, this is a model. It's a pattern. Where do we come up with the fact that we can use Jerusalem as a model for she? First, it is a she, number one. Second, in Psalm 125, verse 2, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. So Jerusalem and you are correlated as a she, persons and the city itself. And she is called as such, she, a city. Now, that's the basis for this name. Now it gets very interesting. When you write out the name Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, right? And some would put a yod in there for Jerusalem. What you'll notice with that, with Jerusalem in Hebrew, listen to the end, Yerushalayim. Is that the name of a city? See, this gets harder for you sometimes because you know when I ask you a question, it's like he's asking something else. I know there's more coming. Of course there's more coming. You'd be right again. If I say to my Hebrew students here, hands, in Hebrew there's a single, yad, there's a plural, rabim means plural. If I want to say a dual form, which is more unique to some languages like Hebrew, dual means two or more. So I would say yadayim, yim, yadayim means two hands or more. Raglayim, two legs or more. Yerushalayim, there's two Jerusalems. And you don't find that in the Old Testament. It's nowhere, but it's embedded in the name. So every Jew knows there's two, which is why there's a Jew named Paul, Shaul, in Galatians chapter 4, 25 and 6, talks about Hagar, Mount Sinai, which is the Jerusalem, right, which is in bondage right now, and verse 26, but there's a Jerusalem who is free, who's above, who's the mother of all. There's a one that's in bondage, Yerushalayim, and there's one above that's free. Where do you want to live? Interesting. Okay, very interesting. It's all in the words. Now,